Welcome to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. Today's episode is a little bit different. Instead of a discussion about some Bible topic like we normally do, I'm just going to talk to you for just a little bit about the podcast and what my plans are for the podcast moving forward. So to start off with, I just want to let you know that I've decided to take a break from recording episodes for the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Now, I'm not ending the podcast. At least that's not the intention. That's not the plan. But I needed a break from doing the podcast. And a couple reasons for that. Number one is simply time. That lately I've been having a hard time fitting the podcast, the making the lessons, writing the lessons, recording the lessons, doing everything that's involved in that. I've just been having a hard time fitting that into my schedule with regular responsibilities and other projects that I've got going on. And I needed to give up something. And unfortunately, the podcast was what I've decided is, at least for now, is going to go on the back burner. But the second reason that I'm taking a break from this is that I want the podcast to be better. I started the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast at the beginning of 2016, which is hard to believe it's been that long, but it's been about 3.5 years now, and I appreciate all of the positive feedback that I've received during that time. There's several of you who have reached out, several of you who have commented and said things about the podcast, and I appreciate all of that. But what I want to do is I want to make it better for you, for those who are listening, for all of you who are out there. I want to make the podcast better for you, the listener. And so I've been trying to think off and on, trying to think of different ideas about how that I can do that, what I can do to make it better. And so while I'm thinking about that, besides the, you know, the time factor, I also wanted to figure out what I can do to improve the podcast, to make it better for you and for others who may discover the podcast later. So those are basically the two reasons why I'm taking a break from this project, from the podcast. But again, the plan is that this is just a break, that this is not going to be the end of the podcast. I can't give a date when I'm going to relaunch it. It could be a few weeks from now. It could be a little bit longer than that. But hopefully it's not going to be too far in the future. So in the meantime, a couple things that I'd like to ask you to do. Number one is fill out the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast listener survey. There's a link in the show notes of this episode. You can go to www.plainbibleteaching.com/podcast and find this special episode. If we haven't hit the relaunch yet, then it'll be the first episode on there. And so go to that, the show notes, and there will be a link in there with a short survey, should only take a minute to fill it out, short survey that you can fill out and let me know some different answers to some questions about what you would like to see and what your preferences are. Because as I said, I want to relaunch the podcast. And when I do, I want it to be better than it is now. And not better as far as what my opinion is, but for you, the listener, I want it to be better for you and for what's going to be helpful to you. So your feedback is crucial for me to be able to make that possible. So if you could fill out the listener survey, www.plainbibleteaching.com/podcast, and fill that out. Again, it should only take about a minute to do that. Number two, I'd like to ask you to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. Now, many of you are already signed up to the newsletter. I'd mentioned this at the end of every episode of the podcast. But if you're not already on the mailing list, that is the best way to keep up with what's new on Plain Bible Teaching, including the relaunch of the podcast whenever that happens. And when you subscribe, you'll also receive bonus materials periodically. There are three free PDFs that are sent out right away to you when you confirm your subscription. And so you can be receiving the weekly newsletters if you're not already, getting the bonus content, and also you'll receive the email in your inbox whenever the podcast relaunches at some point in the future. So you can visit www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe to sign up if you're not already on the mailing list. Also, I wanted to mention that if you enjoy listening to these lessons on the podcast, I have other lessons, audio lessons, that are recorded and posted online from the sermons that I preach, where I preach regularly at the Eastside Church of Christ in Morgantown, Kentucky. And so if you go to the church's website, you can listen to the audio of the sermons. There are sermons posted every week. You can go to www.eastsidecoc.us, and there'll be a link in the show notes to this episode too. But if you like these lessons, you gain something out of these lessons, even though the podcast is we're taking a break from that, you can still get audio lessons each week from the sermons that I preach there at the church in Morgantown. So you can go there, you can listen to those lessons. There's also a feed where you can subscribe, just like you do with this podcast. You can do that as well. And if you're ever in the Morgantown, Kentucky area, we'd love to have you join us during one of our assemblies whenever you're in town. But that's all for now. I want to thank you again for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. When you have a minute, please go over and fill out that listener survey at www.plainbibleteaching.com/podcast. And you'll find the show notes, fill out the listener survey. Again, that will be a big help for me going forward and determining what the best way is going to be to relaunch this podcast when the time comes to do that. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again.